content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan, plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Wild Foods, small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Wild Foods was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off all their products and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Do you want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Alicia on the controls, at least for one more day. And we've got Aviana Barrientos in studio, Catherine Lawrence, and Stephanie Toops.
Ew.
It's girl power today.
Yeah, it is.
So let's talk girl power. So what are you doing?
Let's talk girl power. Well, Stephanie has red lipstick on.
I know.
Nice.
I know.
Does that not give you like the ultimate day? I feel like if you start with red lipstick, you can't help but have a great day. Yeah.
I mean, I can't wear red lipstick. I don't.
Me neither.
I never have found the right tone.
Oh, that's not mine. If
I
wear it,
want to wear.
I feel like everybody can once in a while.
Well, you know what they say. If a girl is wearing red lipstick, her chances of participating in a something sexual rises quite a bit. No pun intended.
I feel like that's not going to happen.
There's
for
something
me today.
About men in red lipstick when they look at their mouth where their brain goes, you know. And
that's so funny.
It is. So, yeah.
It's just me and laundry today, so I'm not
it's
sure.
It's just you and laundry?
Just me and laundry.
Why would you say that? I think you should. If Chad's listening, hey,
that's right.
There's no better place to have sex than in the laundry room.
There you go.
I was like,
there
yes.
You go.
Now my husband's going to be giving me red lipstick.
Yeah,
tonight.
Yeah. That's what you
memories,
need.
Like the corners of my mind, right? Oh, my gosh. But it's great to have you ladies in studio, especially, and you brought your sense of humor, so I always appreciate that. You know, this morning I was making the bed. You talk about, you know, you start the day, right?
Yeah.
I so believe in making the bed every morning and making it as well as the kind of day you want to have. You want to have a sloppy day, then make it sloppy. If you want to have a nice day full of just excitement and just fun and just, I don't know, precision, if you will, that's how you make the bed that day. So how do you think I made my bed today?
Precision. Okay. Let me tell you what we do.
What
we
do
just
do?
Started sleeping on top of it so that we don't have to make
there
it.
You
how
go.
Does that mean my day is going to go?
Just put a blanket on top.
Whoa. I have special.
I like that.
That's not real.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying. I was getting a little judgmental over here.
I'm going to move my dog if I want to make my bed.
I just snorted. I just snorted.
Then I must have said something so funny. Like, that's what that
How
means.
How embarrassing.
She said that was so preposterous that she had to snort.
Oh, my God. Who was it? I read that there was somebody. Who was it that used to snort every time they laughed? And she was super sexy and cute, too.
Oh,
I can't
I
think of her name. Who was
I
it?
I remember the story, but...
Is Julia Roberts? I don't know.
I think it might be Julia Roberts.
I mean, she laughs, she's really laughing.
Yeah,
you know?
So I'm in good company.
It's fun. Yeah, of course you are. Joy.
Okay, so here's another contemplation I had today while I was preparing to come to work. Okay, so do you guys leave the water running when you brush your teeth?
No judging. No.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I don't always.
Well, you know, I didn't do the calculation. I meant to Google that before we went live.
It's
but,
a lot, yeah.
But I was sitting there brushing my teeth, and I found that when the water was running, I was rushing with the water because I don't want to
waste the water.
So yeah. I'm like, I don't think I'm just. This is anecdotal, but I don't think that if you have the water on, I bet you brush shorter time. If you turn the water off, you get a better brush on.
I think that's fair.
Saving money.
Yeah.
I mean, not money. Well, yes, you are.
You're saving
water's
resources,
not free. Nothing's free, yeah, by right, the way. Just right. By the way, nothing is free. But yeah, you save on the water and the environment. Mm-hmm. So, right?
I remember like in elementary school, they drill that into you. Turn off the water while you're brushing. Mm-hmm.
How many people do,
kids,
though? I caught myself leaving it running. I'm like, what is wrong with you, Bernadette?
Turn
the water off.
Turn it off when my kids are brushing their
teeth. Yeah, I make
like,
my
turn
kids
it
turn it off because they just take for they
right.
take forever.
They walk around the house.
Yeah.
And there's
well,
no rush.
And I think that women seek every opportunity to just meditate with something.
Yeah.
You know, like ringing a bell. I'm thinking about doing that, like bringing the bell in the morning and just like bing. You know that bell that I have?
No, but I want to learn more.
To just like get
like
in the zen.
Sound,
yeah.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah,
those are amazing.
They are amazing. And you say, and people are out there laughing. It's okay, laugh, because you just don't know what you don't know. But if you've never experienced a singing bowl, you can put it in your kitchen. Whenever you're feeling stressed, I swear to God, if you ding the bowl and you just go like this, you can't see me, but like in front of the bowl, like with your hands out and shut your eyes and just receive the sound waves, it is incredibly calming.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow. I need one of these in every room.
Yeah, I need,
house.
Me too.
Everywhere I go.
I've been dinging a lot lately.
One at the office.
So what else is new? What do you guys want to tell the world? What would you put on a billboard right now? One message. What would you put on it?
Mine right now would be wash your hands.
Yes. Wash your hands. Absolutely. And I know. You know what? Okay, so we're going to be talking about extreme prepping with you today.
Yeah.
I'm going to confess here what I did. I let my fear get the best of me, and I ordered face masks.
I brought mine.
Oh, my gosh.
To show you.
On Amazon. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm succumbing to the fear. You know?
No, it's not fear. And that's where you're not fear mongering. You just want to, it's just being prepared so that you don't have to be fearful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
My husband.
I mean, the coronavirus is even in Italy now.
Right.
Okay. So we all need to.
We're screwed.
Oh, yeah. We're screwed. Yeah.
My husband is anxiously awaiting this show, like with pen and paper in hand. Not because I'm on it, but because you're talking about prepping. He's so excited.
Oh, nice. Well, you know
what?
Topic. We'll make a list of it in our newsletter. So sign up for our newsletter at oneliferadio.com and we'll put it in there. We put a lot of really good stuff in our newsletter, actually.
Did you make those brownies yet? Sweet potato
brownies? No, you know what?
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I need to.
They sounded really good.
I know. I love cooking and doing stuff like that. I've got to get a hold of my office, though. It's like halfway done. If you saw how many books are in my trunk right now, you would die. I mean, it's like there's a library back there. It's ridiculous.
She's prepped to
start
a library.
Yeah.
I always have a book with me. That's good, right?
You need to have one of those free little libraries where people can like come and take and borrow your books.
Oh, and borrow my. Yeah. You know, I'm funny about that.
Are you?
Because yes, and I'm not.
Sometimes you lend them and then you don't get them back.
So most of my books have some of my most intimate notes in them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and so not that I write weird stuff, but you know, it's just my intimate thoughts of like contemplating, like, I wonder if this means that from another book that I might have read.
That's in your books. I don't do that. That's such a great idea.
Yeah.
I underline, highlight.
I make love to my books. Look at this. I mean,
I do textbooks, but not. I guess I don't think about doing it in. Yeah.
I mean, look at that.
Yeah.
This is a book that's had
that's
some
well
use.
Read.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well read, and I keep carrying it with me and rereading it and rereading it as I'm preparing to talk about it. Hopefully, with this author coming on the show. The name of the book is "The Moth in the Iron Lung" by Forrest Moretti, and it's just astounding what he uncovered through history. By just documented history about polio, the polio virus and all that and how it all began and how it's connected to, you know, pesticides, which, you know, I was on greenmanners.com this morning and I came across an article that said what foods have glyphosate. OK, so glyphosate, if you don't remember, you should know. But in March of 2019, Monsanto lost a lawsuit to a man named Edwin Hardiman, who claimed Monsanto's herbicide product Roundup, the main ingredient, which is glyphosate, caused his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto was ordered to pay to by the court to pay more than $80 million, which, by the way, is pocket change for them, you guys. And they'll drag it out in courts forever, those people will die, or they'll get worn out, or their money will be exhausted before they'll ever win. When you get that big, it's almost impossible to stop someone.
And how much did his lawyer cost? Yeah.
Well, in Monsanto, you know, they've been making stuff for years. They invented the atomic bomb, DDT. I mean, it just goes on and on. They're just going to find another poison to pour on the earth, because at the end of the day, unless they're stopped by the government, they will just continue to poison us. They'll change the name. They'll come up with another chemical, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they've been doing. That's what their history shows. Maybe we'll give them a little bit of slack here. Maybe they'll finally see the light that all these chemicals are very bad for all of us.
Yeah, but I just still think it's not mainstream enough. Even I was looking for a yard guy the other day, and I'm like, I want you to manually pull my weeds. I don't want you spraying them.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, what?
I know. No, I know. I've had the same conversation, and I get out there and pull them myself because I'll be damned if I'm going to pour poison on my property to poison the rest of the world. I can't do it in good conscience.
Yeah,
and I'll get out there, and I'll either have weeds, or I'll get out there and I'll pull them myself. But my lawn guy said the same thing. And of course, you know it's going to cost more money if you don't get out there and do it yourself. But it's good exercise, right?
Yeah, totally.
Woo, I'm hyped up.
Yeah, I need to send my kids out there. They're trying to raise money for the American Heart Association.
There you go.
I should send them out. I just had a great idea. That's happening tonight.
Oh my gosh. Nice. Well, we've got a great show coming up. I'm not kidding you. Catherine Lawrence is going to be talking about how food saved her. Literally, her story is amazing. I can't wait for you to hear it again. You can't hear that story enough. If you've already heard it, you're going to hear it again and you're going to like it. So. And Stephanie Toops, extreme prepping. Take your notes, everyone. And if not, they'll be in our newsletter at oneliferadio.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Aviana Barrientos. I've got Navi Mendoza in studio, too. I've got Alicia on the controls, Catherine Lawrence, and Stephanie Toops in studio with me. We're all going to have a big talk here. This is a lot. There's a lot to talk about, so I'm going to introduce each of you. Catherine Lawrence is a nutritionist and the owner of Food Save Me, and she's from Southlake, Texas, or that's where her storefront is. Food Save Me in Southlake, Texas. In 2006, she was diagnosed with infertility and a serious reproductive disease, and was told that there was nothing she could do but have a hysterectomy to prevent endometrial cancer. Today, she will be sharing with us how she overcame her disease using food, and then Catherine has taught over 8,000 students the power to prevent disease using nutrition from her demo kitchen in Southlake, and all of her classes are free. You can find her at foodsavedme.com or on Instagram at foodsavedme. And of course, Stephanie Toop, she's an oldie but goodie, been on the show for a while now. She is amazing, this woman. She is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety and food in personal care and personal food, personal care products. There you go, Bernadette. Oh my gosh. She became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. She has always been fascinated with education and holds both an undergraduate and a master's degree in accounting and finance from Texas UNM, A&M. How about M&M? Texas A&M University. She is a certified public accountant as well, and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area. You can find her on Instagram at Toopsie Turvy. That's T-O-U-P-S-Y, Toopsie Turvy, T-U-R-V-Y.
You got it. Yeah.
I did it. Oh my gosh. Yay, Bernadette. All right. Well, so we're talking first with Catherine about Food Save Me. So let's share with the listeners your story and your diagnosis. What was your diagnosis?
I was diagnosed with stage 4 endometriosis and ovarian cysts and uterine cysts.
Which would have probably led to cancer eventually.
Yeah. My whole reproductive system just kind of shut down.
And how old were you? And didn't they tell you that you probably could never have children, something like that?
Yeah, I was 27. And so when they suggested a hysterectomy at 27, I was like, whoa, I haven't even had kids.
27.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's actually pretty common now. That
age, I know,
is getting younger and younger.
Yes,
they're like, don't worry, you can't have kids anyway. Your whole reproductive system is destroyed. destroyed.
Well, and the whole moral of this story is how you healed your body through food, mm-hmm. went on to have multiple children, are in incredible health now, and I'm guessing maybe five years older and in the best shape of your life.
15 years older.
15 years older.
You.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
well,
a
there
long
you
time
go.
Ago. Yeah,
that's
that what
healthy
happened.
Glowing skin from
yeah,
eating
thank
well.
Thank you. Yeah. I kept asking the doctors, like, does this have anything to do with what I eat? Because I had a horrible diet at the time. And,
yeah. I love this story. Okay. So you were in the Air Force.
Yes.
She was in the Air Force, you guys, and I'll let you tell people what you ate. Like, what was your standard lunch with the guys?
My standard breakfast was double cheeseburgers and Cokes, usually.
Yeah.
Every day.
From a fast food chain.
Sometimes I would have Cheetos and Coke. You know,
in
the chemicals. Yeah.
Wow.
In the military. Well, I think that we were exercising so much.
You figured you could eat anything.
Totally yeah. Burn it off.
Yeah. Part of it, I was in Iraq. It's really hot there. So you just sweat all the time, you know? Oh. So I didn't
thank
notice.
You for serving our country, by the
oh,
way.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That's amazing.
But you judge, like, I was thin because I was just working myself to death. So I didn't really pay attention to my food because I thought, well, you know, I'm thin and so it doesn't matter. And then when I got out of the military, I was an engineer, no more exercise, same bad diet.
Oh, wow.
I gained like 70 pounds.
Right.
You know, and then I got sick.
And then you got sick at 27. Okay. And so you chose not to have a hysterectomy. They told you you had to have a hysterectomy, right?
Full
at 27.
27.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Going to menopause early.
Wow.
That's kind of the standard recommendation, though, now. Doctors weren't really educated on how food can affect these diseases.
That's,
wow.
You know,
so
it's horrific. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and I'm going to give a shout out to Dr. Bernard's book, The New Science of Food, Hormones, and Health, that you were featured in, Your Body in Balance, Neil D. Barnard. He's a medical doctor. And this is an incredible book. If you've got someone in your family or you yourself, you know, have female issues or just any kind of health issues, I think you should read this book. It's incredible.
And
there's many other stories like yours of healing your
tons
body.
Tons out there.
Tons
yeah.
and tons. Mm-hmm. You are what you eat and you are
Absolutely.
What you think. You really are. And so, okay, so you didn't have the hysterectomy. What did you do instead?
Well, I started working with a nutritionist to change my diet. And so that was the first time I'd ever heard like about foods that can help a woman's reproductive system, which ones can hurt it. I had never even thought that any of this had to do with my choices. I thought it was all hereditary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had horrible PMS and all that. And
right.
I just thought, oh, this is just part of being a woman.
Yeah.
You know, so that was the first time I questioned. And you are asking about the billboard earlier. What I would put on a billboard is you have more power than you think.
Oh, I
over
like
over a
that
lot
too.
More than your health
oh,
and your
that's
food.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Over all of your choices.
Yeah.
You know?
No, absolutely.
Extreme ownership.
And wash your hands. Stephanie
wash
just
wash
your hands.
We
never did get to Avi's. What would yours be, Avi?
Oh, no.
come back.
All right.
Come back.
Okay, so mine would just would be ahimsa, you know, no harm to anyone.
Aww.
And that includes animals. Just
yeah.
think about what you do, when what you think,
like
what comes out of your mouth.
Women need to rule the world.
Women do need to rule the world. I know, right?
Yeah.
That's
should
my
I run?
Board.
Yeah.
Should I run?
You should.
Sorry, we just all had such great tidbits. It just, yeah.
God, so let's go back to Catherine's story. You know, so can you tell us how diet affects the woman's reproductive system?
Sure. Well, most of us have this estrogen
and men,
overload.
Too.
Yeah.
I mean,
just hormone overload in general. Yeah. And so, and that's because one, we're not eating very much fiber. Fiber is what removes excess hormones, but we're also eating a
I
lot
didn't
of
know
food.
That.
Yeah. Fiber is the way that you remove any excess
any
hormones.
Any bad hormones?
Yeah. So for example, I haven't had, you know, PMS is just a symptom of way too much estrogen.
Yeah.
I haven't had a single PMS symptom in 15 years since I changed my diet. Like I don't get grumpy. I don't cry. You know, my dad's like, you're a lot less psycho than you used to be.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah,
it's that celery.
Thanks. I was like, what?
Well, and then, you know, had you not found this diet, you know, God only knows where you would have ended up. You know, you could have ended up like full hysterectomy. Then, of course, that would lead to one pill after the next, because when you take away a woman's reproductive system so young, they have heart problems and all kinds of things.
Yeah, increased risk for breast cancer, all sorts of things. Yeah, become an issue. But also, we're eating a lot of hormones and a lot of foods that stimulate the product, like dairy products stimulate the production of hormones.
Yep.
Chicken is the second biggest source of hormones in our diet. And Americans eat like a million chickens an hour.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
Primary meat.
And they're pumped full. I know they say, oh, no antibiotics, you know, but I'm here to tell you that. Yeah. I could do a whole show on that.
Yeah,
you know,
breasts
there's not
are
enough.
Not naturally that large in a chicken.
it's ridiculous. And then, you know, I found this in my office when I was looking around in there this morning. This is from a couple of months ago, but this is why it's so important. Important to watch your food. This is why it's so important to really eat organic if you possibly can. Go by the Dirty Dozen 2000 and the Clean 15. And it was an article, where was it? It was in the New York Times, and it was a couple of months ago. It was about farmers turn to antibiotics to treat the trees. So this is in Zolfo Springs, Florida. So there's this this bacterial infection that's being transmitted by tiny winged insects from China and destroying the citrus fields down there. And so they're spraying as a last ditch effort. They are spraying these bactericides, I believe that's what they're called, these antibiotics all over the oranges.
Trees?
On the trees.
Oh, wow.
On the trees in Florida. And it was, it says here, the agency, they're talking about the FBA, approved the expanded use despite strenuous objections from the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control. But the point is, you have to be careful what you eat. You have to read your labels. If it's something that you shouldn't be eating, like that you absolutely, for example, like apples and strawberries, things like that, any kind of berries really should be organic, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
things
absolutely.
Like that.
We follow the Dirty Dozen. Anybody can download
Dirty Dozen
that
and the Clean 15.
Yeah.
And so are there any other changes besides food that are beneficial?
For the reproductive system, sure. Reducing plastics and chemicals. So I made other changes beyond my diet. I changed my cookware. I was cooking out of regular stainless steel, so I was getting heavy metals. Uh-huh. And I had some nonstick pans, so I'm getting like plastic and chemicals. I was also putting my food in a plastic container and going to work and then nuking it in the microwave. I'm getting, when we have these plastics, it creates xenoestrogens in our body. And they can be devastating for women. So
you know a little
even
bit about
plastic
this,
water
you, Stephanie?
Bottles, doing that. Yeah. We don't drink from water bottles or anything.
Would you like to comment? You've reported on this before.
Yeah. I mean, I love what she's talking about. Same thing, cleaning up all of your cookware, your plastics, your water bottles, all of that. Yeah. Those xenoestrogens can really be very detrimental to your body. And then, of course, the only thing you can do is try to detox them out once you've
Right. And you need a lot of fiber, which we're not really getting.
Wow. No. Well, you mentioned cookware. Why does cookware even matter? You know, most people choose their cookware on how it looks anyway.
Well, because we're eating it. I mean, if you think about it, a lot of even if it's like regular stainless or nonstick or something like that, you know, when I got sick, I put so much focus into my food that I was eating. I didn't even think about the surfaces being cooked on. So for most cookware, we're just kind of slowly eating those pans. And so that's why it really matters. That can affect not just xenoestrogens, but your immune system.
Yeah. You know, an iron skillet is good, though, right?
Doctors used to recommend it.
Yeah, to get your iron.
Right. No? But that's not usable. And we end up with like extra iron deposits, which creates all kinds of issues. Okay. Now that's tied to Alzheimer's. So.
Oh, great.
Really.
So what do you use? What do you cook with?
We only cook in Salad Master. And if we're going to a friend's house, like we bring our Salad Master with us.
I know.
If they don't have it.
It's this crazy brand that no one's ever heard of.
No, I've never heard of it.
No, I know.
It's the healthiest cookware.
I feel like I've only ever seen it on the infomercials.
No. It's not even on infomercials.
What? And it started here in Texas.
It did. It started in Dallas.
Can you believe it? And we never heard of it.
We're a dealership, Food Save Me, but it's only done by demonstration. They don't advertise at all. Because what we do on the dinner is a toxicity test. Like that's why I saw it. I was like, I want to get my cookware tested. So we actually test the cookware, and you can taste if there's stuff coming out of your pan.
I got to see this.
I was a snob. I was raised, my mom was the all-clad demo lady at Neiman Marcus, and I was like,
she was the all-what lady?
All-clad. The all-clad.
Yeah.
And so
Which is super expensive cookware.
I
was like, come over to my house, do it, and I couldn't believe. Like, you can actually taste what's coming out of your pans. And it changes the way your food tastes anyway.
Wow.
So
I'm going to have to check it out.
It matters.
I'll check it out, and I'll report back, everyone. I'll let you know.
I'll cook for you.
I'll give you the breakdown Okay. All right. All right. We're going to go to break. We've got more coming up with Stephanie Toop. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. I just remember remembered why I have so much energy this morning.
Why is that?
I worked out and I danced a little bit. Yay. I hardly ever dance in the morning, but when I do, it makes me very happy, I might add. So I always get up and do a little
way
dance.
To start Monday.
Didn't make a little love, but just did a little dance.
You need your red lipstick.
Yeah, I need my red lipstick. I had some custom made for me. It's some place that my daughters dragged me to when we were in New York City. Do you know
and
the
you
name?
Still didn't like it. It and was like one of those lip labs.
Yeah, it was a lip lab. And of course, you know how you have some low points in your life? I was at a very low point in my life.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't feeling. I just couldn't get out of there fast enough, but I didn't want to ruin their good time. But I did get a custom-made red lipstick. I forget what. I think we made another one, too, and we named it OLR, or One Life Radio.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know where either one of them are anymore. You know, you lose your lipstick. It just happens when you have one bag here and one bag there. And I don't even wear that much makeup, but do you lose your lipstick?
All the time.
Yes.
Is that like a woman thing?
And then you'll find it like randomly.
Yeah. I mean, I just have so many. There's like a million in each bag. And
I know.
Mostly glosses. I normally wear lip gloss. I wear red lipstick for like nights out. But I don't know why. I was feeling sassy today.
I love it. And with your red purse, it's a wow factor. Yeah. I like it. You should do it every day. Yeah. And you know what? I would send that a little text message if I were you. Anyway, welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. I want to let you know that One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. And of course, Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. It's an incredible product. Terra Flora, along with all their other stuff, ancient minerals. Check it out at Enviromedica.com. And, of course, wild foods, small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. And Paleo FX, heal thyself, change the world. Drop down into Austin the last weekend in April. Are you going to join us this year, Stephanie?
You know, I hadn't looked at my schedule yet. I'll take a look.
Come on. You need to do that.
So much fun
because
last year.
Have a big Airbnb and we're having a big party on that Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
And V. Capaldi's cooking for us. And it's right on the springs, you know, where we could we could literally jump off the ledge and jump in Barton Springs.
That sounds amazing.
As long as it's not deep, I'm in.
Yeah.
Because I can't swim.
You can't swim.
I'm a terrible swimmer. I'll jump with floaties.
Have you taken lessons? My 95-year-old grandma took lessons for the first time last year, and it was the most amazing thing.
I can do the side stroke, and I can't.
They have really cute,
the doggy paddle.
You would survive.
You know,
you'd be able to get out.
You're a doggy paddler.
I can't do this. I think my shoulders.
You
got to
keep your chin
tight.
Down.
And I can't I don't like water in my face. I don't know.
Yeah. It's okay. I get it.
But always great to have you in studio because you always come with this great sense of humor, Stephanie Toops. And love having you in studio as well, Catherine. She was telling her story, Catherine Lawrence, about how food saved me. We're going to be talking about extreme prepping in a minute with Stephanie Toops. Okay, so let me ask you this. What else do you want people to know about this journey that you have been on? How has it impacted your life? How many ways has it impacted your life?
Well, at first I was devastated, right? And I thought, why is this happening to me? And then ever since then, I see how it's benefited other people, my learning from it and going to school and teaching. So what I would take away from it is I think in every situation, there's good to be found. And I continue to learn. We have so much more influence than we're led to believe. And I think the best part of this is not how it's impacted my health, but it's kind of opened my mind to other things. So now I'm learning, you know, after I changed my diet, then I started learning about, you know, Monsanto and pesticides. And
thank you for bringing it up. I was wanting to nail them again.
And then other issues, and it's just kind of broadened my mind to all like health and well-being, and we really are all connected. When you were talking about spraying those orange plants with antibiotics, what I was thinking is not eating the orange plant, but oh my god, that's going into the water.
Well, you know, right?
So it's
that's
really
right.
Is like
absolutely.
That affects me and you.
Antibiotic resistance, like that's huge.
It's huge.
Right.
Like, well, Monsanto is owned by Bayer. Okay, so Germany just the whole company has banned Roundup. the herbicide, or, you know,
glyphosate.
Glyphosate, yes. Yeah. Thank you very much, Stephanie. Sure. Yeah, I mean, they've banned it. The whole country, you know, and before I didn't go off to their top hits, Monsanto. It's not just the atomic bomb. I don't have my little cheater book here with me, but by memory, it's DDT. It's RBG, HRBG, what is it? The RBGH?
The stuff that's in milk.
And RBST. Hormones, which, of course, make that cause so much agony for these cows that are trapped in these dairy farms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the recent act to shut down animal abuse in our country. What about the factory farms? That's where the biggest abuses are, and that's behind the scenes. No one ever sees it. Yeah. And yet they're not protected yet. We need to change that. Mm-hmm. You know, so companies like Monsanto don't have a place to pimp out their drugs, you know, their mass weapons of destruction. Seriously.
Yeah, but I hear you say that, and I go, who thought it would be a good idea to spray antibiotics?
Oh,
like
right.
That just seems like insanity.
I know, right?
One thing that people don't think about with meat, they actually spray the cow with pesticide. It's not just the grass.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They spray that. They keep the bugs off, and that doesn't have to be like food grade pesticide. It can be any. So
gosh.
So then that gets absorbed into the meat.
Just like anything you put on topically.
Yeah, you've seen the over the factory farms. You'll see the airplanes coming in, and they just
right. So everyone out there listening, seriously, speak with your wallet. Speak with your feet.
Absolutely.
Don't buy meat from a factory farm. If you really want to have a steak, go ahead, make sure it's an animal that is kosher, or one that's been treated humanely, that is grass, not only grass fed but grass finished, and let's cut out some of this animal cruelty. And because where's my notes? I wasn't going to go into this, but I am going to read this because it's a note from a scientist. Let me see if I can find it without Avi left the room, but let me see if I can find it. It talks about the FBI. I'll find it here during the break. But it talks about how the FBI knows that animal abuse causes extreme violence in humans. Mm-hmm. And yet we let these people behind the scenes at these factory farms participate in killing every single day. And inhumane treatment, and it goes unchecked. If it wasn't for people like Mercy for Animals and PETA, Ingrid Newkirk, you know, an incredible leader and woman, a woman world leader. Does it get any better than that? You know, trying to spread the word of kindness, and how we can't let that kind of stuff go on behind the scenes. We will pay a price for it. We will, and we are. It's our health.
We are.
Okay, I'm stepping down off the box. Okay.
No, that was great.
No, we are. Yeah. I mean, every choice matters for ourselves.
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. More coming up, everyone. Stay tuned with Catherine Lawrence, Stephanie Dupes, and me on One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Aviana Barrientos. I have Alicia Hopper in the studios, as well as Stephanie Toops and Catherine Lawrence. Catherine Lawrence, if you're just now joining us, is a nutritionist and the owner of Food Save Me in South Lake, Texas. You can find her on Instagram at Food Save Me. And Stephanie Toops is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety and food and personal care products. She became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. She has always been fascinated with education and holds both an undergraduate and a master's degree in accounting and finance from Texas A&M University. She is a certified public accountant and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area, and she is a master prepper.
Yeah.
And today we're talking about extreme prepping. So I know there's people out there that are going, what the hell is prepping? So tell us, Stephanie, what is it?
Yeah, so I started with this. I feel like I've come by this really honestly. You know, I grew up in an LDS family, and the LDS church kind of, they give guidance that you should be really into preparedness. So growing up, we always had food storage. That was really what my family was focused on. Uh-huh. Beyond that.
Did they put the work on the woman or the man?
That's a discussion for a different day. But my mom was really great about it. It wasn't overbearing. It wasn't anything that ever made us worry as kids. Mm-hmm. We had a pantry in our basement. Mm-hmm. And that's how she did it. She would cycle food through that pantry. So that's how I grew up. And so that was sort of like the first seed that was planted with me. And then out of college, college, I went to work for a power trading company and I traded power. And that's a really interesting industry. So I was on shift the night that there was the blackout in the Northeast in 2003, where all the power went out in the Northeast.
That.
Yep. Yep. Prices went to, you know, crazy high prices. It was nuts. And then after I traded for a while, I became our chief risk officer. And so I was responsible
for Chief Risk Officer.
I know.
Did you have
know
a badge
a
and
thing?
Stuff?
Yeah, totally.
That's so cool.
I mean, people were scared of me. And you have to have complete redundancy in that industry. So we had a backup site from our office. So we had a complete backup site where we had full functionality of computers and our systems. And then I was responsible for preparing like our bird flu pandemic plan, because that's when
I remember that.
So like all these things sort of, I don't know how they all came together. And then the ultimate thing that came down was we were living in an apartment in between houses, and I had an 18-month-old and a 4-month-old baby. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, the fire alarms went off. The sprinklers started spraying.
Oh,
and my husband and I woke
gosh.
Up. And we grabbed our babies and
right.
put them in the car and left. And then we just sat in the parking lot and went, we didn't get anything. We've got these babies in the car. We don't have anything. And that's what really, even after all of that preparedness that I'd been through, we realized when it actually comes down and it actually happens, you just pick up your kids and go. And so you need to have really thought through.
You got to have a to-go bag.
Yeah. You got to have a go bag.
With a first aid kit, I'm thinking all kinds of stuff that you should have in that to-go bag.
Yeah.
And carry it in your car and have one in your house.
Yep.
In case you get, I had to call the sheriff the other night. But I was thinking, you immediately think if you're protecting yourself. There was a couple of shotguns in the field next to my house. Scared the ever-loving bejesus out of me. But I was ready to protect my home and property.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I was prepped. You would have been proud of me, Stephanie.
I would have been proud of you. I am
I was a
proud
badass.
Of you. You are.
Okay, so let's continue talking
okay,
about this.
Okay, so... like, what's the best way to get started, kind of?
Yeah.
So I think what is really simple is the food. Like I talked about that my mom did. It was really basic. And what she did is she just created like a secondary pantry. And she bought stuff that we ate regularly. So you can go get MREs and you can do protein shakes and meal replacements and things like that. But it's a lot easier and a lot more budget friendly if you just have food that your family is used to eating, whether that's pasta or peanut butter or cereals or you do need some protein options. But then work through that food. So once we would eat through what was in our regular pantry, she would fill it with our storage. And then when she would go grocery shopping, she would fill our storage pantry with
the
food.
I love it.
So then you're not, some people just save it all, but then every couple of years they have to go through it and throw everything out and restock. And this way it's not wasteful.
Absolutely. Yeah. And 100% rotation assures freshness.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, seriously. So you should do that. You know what? And that reminds me. So these grocery stores, I noticed several times in the last couple of months, and one time it was recently at Whole Foods, they were not properly rotated. And unless you're watching your employees and making sure that they understand rotation, you know, of everything on the shelf coming forward and you stock behind.
Yeah.
When they get in a hurry, they get lazy and they just kind of all throw it in front. And so if that happens repeatedly without a manager spotting it, you just watch your labels, read your labels and watch your dates on your clothes.
Yeah. And I told you that when I buy.
On your shoes. I mean, on your food. I think I need to go shopping. I'm going
you
into
do.
Shock.
It's okay. But I look at expiration dates when I buy food at the grocery store. I make sure that whatever's on the shelf, I'm buying the latest one.
There you go.
For me. Because I I'm keeping stuff for shelf life.
I love it.
And you can just add a little bit to your grocery budget every month if you want to get started. So I think the other thing people get concerned about is budget. Like I don't have, X amount of dollars to go start with a food prep. So just adding a little bit and increasing it and building that up over time.
What about a first aid kit? I know we had one growing up. My mother was a nurse. We always had this big metal. It looked like a trunk. It had so much stuff in it. But I think that's because my mom was a nurse. So maybe she went a little overboard.
Yeah.
I can see you doing that. Okay.
Yeah, we may have a few first aid kits at my house. But first aid kit is great. And you need to have some more stuff than what you would, have some triage stuff. You want to have, Band-Aids and regular first aid stuff and medicines. And I always, I have some antibiotics in there. We're not a big antibiotic family, but if sometimes the doctor will prescribe me antibiotics and I don't think we need them, then I hoard them in my first aid kit, because that's something I think like if we really were out somewhere and someone was really sick, I might want them. So,
I get it. I mean, you have to be careful because you could have a reaction to it and you have to be so careful with antibiotics.
I'm not advocating. That's No. Me personally.
No, I did it one time. No, one time a dog, it was Christmas Eve. Like, I don't know. Was it Jiggy? Remember Jiggy? Mm-hmm. Do you remember him?
Aviana? I remember.
So this dog, this little Chihuahua mix that I rescued, his name was Jiggy. And it was Christmas Eve. And I think Nia wasn't even born yet. Vinny was like 3 or 4 years old. And I had the tree. It was her first year where she got like her little crib and her baby doll, yeah, a little table and chairs. And I had it all set up around the tree. And I was up till like 3 a.m. But I was flying to Ohio that morning and had to catch a flight at like 7 a.m. to Ohio. So I basically ended up staying up the whole night, because when I bent down to kiss little Jiggy goodnight, you know, the little doggy curled up in the chair on Christmas Eve, he turned around and bit me in the face. And that's what the scar is right here. You can see it.
Oh my gosh. It
went right
bite.
Through to my, and so my mother, I called my mother immediately.
Yeah.
And she said, "Do you have any antibiotics in the house?" I said, "I just happened to." But I wasn't allergic to them 100% at that time.
Yeah.
We're going back many, many years. And so anyway, yeah, I put a Band-Aid, because my mother said, "You'll never get a reputable plastic surgeon on New Year's Eve." Or Christmas Eve. It was Christmas
right.
Eve. She said, "Just wait." And so I did. But the point is, I had the antibiotics and I had the bandages. I had a nice little first aid kit, because I think that's so important.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
In case of an emergency. You
yep.
never know.
Yep.
So what about families with little kids? Anything specific for them that they should have?
Yeah. So mostly with little kids, I think, is a plan. You know, the fire folks do a really great job of sort of prepping people for this. But it's, you know, we do kind of dry run throughs with our kids. Like, hey, guys, what would happen if mom and dad had to come get you in the middle of the night? What would you do? What would you grab? Where are your shoes? You know, same thing with fires. Like, you know, we used to have, I have a 2-story house and I actually don't have ladders right now, which I used to, but you know, you really should have ladders so that your kids can get. I know I'm yeah. like outing myself as, but like,
I'm getting,
you know,
some ladders tonight.
Yeah, yeah, like you really should have ladders so you can go out a second story window
right.
if they can't get down, you know, down the stairs or whatever.
Where do you
so,
keep the ladders?
Usually under a bed is where we have always kept our fire ladders. We moved into a ranch style house and I threw them all away, and then we've been in this 2-story house for a while and I don't.
Well,
I don't
and
have
I think you
ladders.
Should do a practice run
yeah.
a couple
you
times
do a, practice
a year,
run,
right?
And kids actually think
fun.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have like to that. Be, I've got a warrior kid, you know,
yeah.
and so like I have to make
I say you
fun
get some rope yeah. too to go with the ladder, because if it's a little kid and I can't carry it on my back and it's got to go down on its
yeah.
own, I'm hanging, not hanging the yep. child, I'm hanging, yeah. I'm going to wrap, well, around the waist with some rope
yeah.
or his legs or something, or her
yep.
legs,
yep.
so she doesn't fall from the ladder, right?
Yep, for sure. And then also like them, you know, like between me and my yeah. husband, like which kid am I going to grab? Who's going to get the dog?
Oh, do
who's
going to
grab? Yeah, like we know, like, okay, Thad's grabbing the dog, I'm grabbing the kids, someone's grabbing the documents out of the safe. Like, and it's not, it doesn't have to be bigger than like a 10-minute conversation, but it's having that conversation. What happens if we lose communication? My husband works downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I live up in North Dallas. Where are we going to meet if we can't get to each other?
Do you
what's
have
our
walkie-talkies?
Meeting spot? We actually have CBs.
Breaker.
I feel so that? Underprepared now.
Yeah. You do the breaker stuff?
Yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
You know, we've got but we've made it fun. Like, we've made it sort of like what we ask for Christmas year every year now. We ask for something that can like sort of support our prepper stash. And so it's fun for us. Like, we've made it a fun thing, but we've done it over time. But yeah, I mean, we just, you know, spinning off of those little things, we got to where we wanted to kind of know where we're going to go and what we're going to do, and then refreshing on that. So
you got a CB. I'm going to get one in my car. That would be so much
yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
You know, when you remember back like in the 80s when people
yeah.
had them in their cars
yes.
and they would have so much fun like
yeah.
talking to truckers and stuff.
Yeah.
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 Do you
yeah.
do that now?
No. We need to take a CB course really, because truly you're supposed to. But he's
oh.
got one in his desk downtown
uh-huh.
and I've got one at home.
That's
and so
hysterical.
We could reach each other, because I just worry, you know, what if the phones went down? And that's the other thing, like having a list of phone numbers. Like I used to, when I was a kid, know
oh.
everybody's phone numbers. I don't know anybody's phone numbers anymore, because
I write mine down and I have them in my wallet.
In a cell phone.
But what if you lose your purse?
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
having, like, I recommend.
How about a tattoo?
Yeah. There you go. Well, I was drilling my kids on my phone number the other day. I was like, what's mommy's phone number? And they have little wristbands that, like, if we go to a place like the fair or just something, Disney or something, they're little road ID wristbands. I'm getting off topic. Sorry.
No,
but
it's all important. It's
yeah.
not. No,
but
it's prepping in case of an emergency.
Yeah, they're designed for runners, but they make really little ones for kids, and so they have their names and my phone number and Thad's phone number, so that if we ever get separated, they're getting old enough now that they could tell
wow.
somebody. But for a while, I mean, I still got a 4-year-old,
yeah.
and so I think
mm-hmm.
you know, he could just say like, "This is my mommy's phone number," and that someone could reach us.
4 years old, they still don't listen very well. Yeah. I'm having a flashback right now of Vinny and Nordstrom at four years old, almost going down the escalator without me.
Yeah, he did not know the phone number when we quizzed him on it this weekend. So
there you go.
Yeah.
So, maybe a little tattoo for
little tattoo. That's what he needs. Mommy's phone number. That'll just.
Oh my gosh. Well, so do you? So you have go bags?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting such great entrepreneurial ideas as we're doing this segment. We need to do something with this.
It would be
seriously,
so fun.
It would be so fun. We call it the One Life Radio Go Bag.
Yeah.
Designed by Stephanie Toops. Yeah. Oh, I know they would. I'm very seriously thinking about it.
Yeah.
So, so what do you have in your go bag?
Yeah. So again, that'll change over time. Like when my kids were really little, I had things like formula and diapers and wipes because that was like a need for them. We've grown out of that, which is great. And
you still need wipes, though, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. You do want wipes. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. Like, but some hygiene stuff I love to take. Like when you go to the dentist and they give you like the extra toothbrush and toothpaste, I put that in the go bags. Mm-hmm. Like they just go in there. Sturdy waterproof shoes, like just a pair of shoes that could go in there. A change of clothes, hygiene materials. So like, again, toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, stuff like that can get you through.
What about, I was thinking, I saw my first snake of the season last night, you guys, scared the ever-loving heck out of me, but I didn't lose my mind. I even said, I practiced a hymnsaw, and I said, hello, snake. And I tried to see if he was poisonous, and I'm like, it doesn't matter. I'm not doing it. Just go away.
Stay away. Bye-bye. Ding the bowl. Ding the bowl.
Yeah, that'll probably bring him even more.
I was
going
to say, he'll like slither up
the bowl. Isn't that what one of those Irish saints or something did? He drove the saints out of Ireland. Who was that? St. Patrick or somebody?
I think so.
Did he do it with the bell?
I think he did it with a flute, right?
A
is
flute?
That like the...
Yeah.
All I can think of is Shrek, and it's the... You know what I mean? I don't know.
Anything else in the bag? What's the last thing in the bag?
Flashlights is important. Especially if you're in winter. Like, it gets dark early, so you want flashlights, candles, waterproof matches, that kind of thing.
And cell phone chargers.
Yes.
Yeah, cell phone chargers.
Solar powered.
Oh, my gosh.
Hand crank flashlights?
Yes.
Those are cool.
She has them.
Oh, my gosh.
I do have one, yeah.
What a fun day.
Yeah, it was a great day.
What a great show. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. You know what? You get one body. You get one mind. And you get one life. Get out there today and be contagiously positive.